हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा। एक सूचना, एक छोटी बच्ची हमारे पास है जिसका नाम है दीपा। जिस किसी की हो आके स्टेज पर वो ले सकता है। ये दीपा, हाँ, जो भी आए स्टेज पर आके इनको ले सकता है। हरे कृष्णा।
We are all like that lost child, not knowing where to find the shelter of our mother and father. But when a Vaishnav calls out Radha and Krishna's names, then the mother and father, their prayers bring us again. Yoga means in reunion with our eternal shelter. I am very much grateful for this opportunity to speak to all of you on behalf of my beloved Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, whose prayer and whose great sacrifice of compassion has brought us all together this evening. I thank you from my heart for taking your precious time to be here with us. Srila Prabhupada explained that this Rath Yatra is a festival of feeling. Feeling, or let us say cultivating the feeling of longing for the most fundamental need that we all have. Rupa Goswami explains the basic necessity for every living being in order to experience real happiness is to love and to be loved. Without having that reciprocation of love in our lives, no matter what else we do or what we achieve, there can be no true satisfaction of the heart. We are all seeking pleasure. Why? Because we have forgotten the dormant love that is within our hearts. In order to understand how to be satisfied with real love, first we must know what is the origin of that permanent, unrelenting necessity within us. The Vedanta Sutra tells us, anandamayo byashat, that the absolute truth is always full of pleasure, full of bliss. And our nature, according to the Gita, mamaivam so jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana, we are all part and parcel of the absolute truth. Like the sun ray is to the sun planet, we are qualitatively one with God. But quantitatively, the Upanishads tell us, nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yovidadati kaman. We are always subordinate to the Absolute. The Absolute is rasa bihari. He's the enjoyer of all pleasure, eternally. He is the supreme enjoyer. And as a part of Krishna, it is our nature to always be happy. But that happiness is the love between ourself and God. Human civilization has advanced in so many spheres: science, technology, medicine, economics. But is there actually more happiness despite all our amazing successes and accomplishments? Some people think back of what it was like 100 or 200 years ago, and we consider now we are so much more civilized. The world is such a better place to live. In some ways, it is. But let us take a glimpse into some facts. There is an institute in Washington, D.C. in America called the World Watch Institute. They study the world very, very carefully. Their finding is that there were three times more people killed in war or genocide. Genocide means cruelly exterminating innocent men, women, and children who are unarmed. There were three times more people killed in war and genocide between the year 1900 and the year 1999 than there was people killed by the same way from 1 AD to 1899. That means in the last century, there were more people killed in wars and genocide than in 1,900 years. Are things really getting better? What is the problem? The problem is very simple. We are all seeking pleasure. But if we do not understand where our real pleasure is, we search in alternative places and constantly become frustrated because nothing else except awakening our original love of God or Krishna can satisfy the heart. All the desires we try to fulfill in this world, it is like putting fuel on a fire. Or as Srila Prabhupada explained, without our spiritual consciousness, which is our very nature, we are like a fish trying to enjoy on the dry sand. It's just not our place. We're in the ocean, we are free. We are liberated. We can really be happy if we are fish. But on the sand, whatever you can get a beautiful husband, a beautiful wife, or so many girlfriends. You can have jewelry, beautiful house, wonderful imported cars, all kinds of technological entertainment systems. You can have fame, prestige, power. But you cannot have real happiness. Because it's not our nature. We are the eternal soul, the force that gives life to this body. When the Atma leaves this body, the body is dead. Who are we? We are that conscious force. Real knowledge is not to be duped by the propaganda of materialism, but to sincerely inquire. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. The Brahma Sutra declares, your human life begins when you sincerely inquire, who am I? What is the purpose of life? Who is God and what is my relationship? And we seek not only to understand but to realize the answers to those questions. Otherwise, the soul passes through 8,400,000 species of life, one after another, trying to find that happiness, trying to find that love. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kabunoi, the love that is within us. And to experience the love of Krishna, which is perfect and complete. And that loving exchange between the Supreme Lord and the soul, the awakened soul, is so perfect that it extends to every living being. Because every living being is part of Krishna. When we realize the soul within our own heart as being part of God, we see the same in everyone. We are cleansed from all of the misconceptions and artificial designations that trap us in so much bondage. We are thinking we are men and women. We are thinking we are a particular religion, a particular nationality, a particular race, a particular caste. The Gita tells us, Vidyavanaya sampane, brahmani gavihastini, suni chaiva swapake cha pandita samadarshana. What is wisdom? What is real knowledge? It's not just getting a high seat in college. It's not getting an MA or a PhD. That is knowledge. But real knowledge, a learned person, Gita says, is one who sees every living being with equal vision. A person who doesn't just see the artificial, superficial covering of the body, which is ever changing and will soon be vanquished, but a person who realizes the eternal essence within him or herself and in everyone else. Such a person sees a Brahmin, an elephant, a dog, an eater of dogs, every living being, not just all human beings, but wherever is life, there is love and there is compassion for the soul within their hearts. In that state, we are satisfied. We are no longer controlled by our hunger, our starvation for pleasure, and thus plundered and exploited by consumerism. I need more and more and more. And so much propaganda to convince us, if you have this or that or something else, you will be happy. The environment is in a critical condition in today's world. Even the greatest scientists who have the dignity to open their hearts to see the reality of this planet are bewildered. What are we going to do? The greenhouse effect, the solar ice caps are melting. There's all kinds of horrible, dangerous climatic changes taking place. The future is so dim and gloomy unless we do something now. People are not concerned with the necessities of life. Srila Prabhupada says they are concerned with the unnecessary necessities. And we are convinced that things are unnecessary and that are destroying our environment and are increasing our own greed and own dissatisfaction. We consider those things to be necessary. But we are by nature pleasure seeking. We have to find pleasure. We can't live without it. Srila Prabhupada explained that this Krishna consciousness movement is based on a simple principle. Cheto darpanam marajanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam. The pleasure is within us. It is in our relationship with Krishna. The love we're longing for, the love we're yearning for, the love we're completely frustrated by because we're looking in the wrong places. Love Krishna, love everyone. If you love Krishna, you will love your 100 husband and wife billions of times more than you can any other way. And your children, and your parents, and your dog. And everyone else. Loving Krishna is not excluding anyone. Queen Kunti prayed, Twai me nanya vishaya, matir madhupate sukrit, ratim udvahatat ada gange vogam udanvati. That my dear Lord Krishna, let my attraction be drawn to you like the Ganges is flowing to the sea without being diverted to anyone else. When we focus on the real purpose of life, when we focus on the real need of the soul, that love, when it reposes at the lotus feet of the Lord, extends unconditionally toward every living being. For all of eternity. That is what we are all looking for. And to realize that is the purpose of human form of life. And it is so easily available. It's just a matter of purifying our consciousness. Srila Prabhupada explained it in very simple words. He said, when a drop of water falls from the sky, it's pure. But when it comes in contact with the earth, it becomes mud. Loses its transparency. All you see is the mud. The mud is not water. The mud is just mixed with the water and pollutes the water. All that is required is filtering that water. To bring the water back to its original natural state. Similarly, our consciousness is by nature pure. Why? Because our consciousness is the symptom emerging from the pure soul. The soul is always pure, but it is covered. Our mind is like a mirror. When you look in mirror, you expect to see yourself. But when that mirror is covered by layers and layers and layers of dust and dirt and debris, all you see is that. And you think, this is me. And this is how I will enjoy. It's superficial, artificial, and the source of all problems. Cheto darpana marjanam. The purpose of human life and the basis of this Krishna consciousness movement is to clean the mirror of the mind. And what is the most powerful and effective of all ways of cleaning the mirror of the mind? According to all the great scriptures and the Lord himself, kalerdo sanide rajan asti heka mahan guna kirtanadeva krishnasya mukta sanga parambrajet. The way is the greatest of all benedictions that has been bestowed upon us, that we can attain that perfection of realizing and directly experience the long-lost love for Krishna and all living beings that is within our own selves. And the process is simply chanting the holy names of the Lord. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally taught us by his own example how to celebrate this festival of feeling. When Krishna was living in Dwarka, there was a solar eclipse. And he and the prominent Dwarkavasis all decided to go to Kurukshetra to take their bath in Brahma Sarovar. And after many, many years of separation, Krishna invited the residents of Vrindavan to come there. When they met, the most beloved of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani, who is the very pleasure potency of the Lord, the very personification and embodiment of all love for God. She saw Krishna dressed as a royal prince. And she prayed, I am the same Radharani and you are the same Krishna. But I do not like seeing you in this role of a great king surrounded by elephants and soldiers, wearing all sorts of royal attire. I know what makes you happy, my Lord. I want to bring you back to the forest of Vrindavan, under the kadamba trees on the bank of the Yamuna, and see you in your threefold form with a peacock feather in your hair playing upon your flute. It was this mood of the residents of Vrindavan bringing Krishna to bring back home that is personified in Ratha Yatra, where Jagannath, who is Krishna himself, along with his brother and sister, Balaram and Subhadra, are being brought from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada explained very simply, it is the festival of bringing Krishna back into our hearts, of longing to bring Krishna back into our hearts. And Lord Chaitanya taught us how to do that in a prayerful mood with our arms raised to sincerely cry out Krishna's holy names. So we invite everyone, please, if you are philosophically inclined, there are beautiful books explaining how we can practically, in our daily lives, whether we are business people or housewives or students or doctors or lawyers or farmers or politicians or monks, Grihetako, vanetako, sadahari, boletako. In whatever particular position we're in life, we don't have to give it up. We only have to pursue our goal by learning the art of living in such a way that everything we do is an expression of our love for God. That is our nature. Bhakti is so simple. Even a child can perfect their lives. People can perform yoga birth after birth after birth. But Krishna tells in Gita, Yogi namapi sarvesham madgate nantaratmada shravan bhajate omam same yukta tamamata. The ultimate perfection of all yoga is to abide in me with faith and worship, serve me with love and devotion. Such a person is most intimately united with me in yoga. And anyone can do it. All we require is the desire and proper guidance and association. We don't have to change our field of life. We simply have to change our hearts. So please take this very seriously. The world is seriously in a mess. Worse than ever before in history. There has always been enemy nations, but never before with the nuclear bombs they have now. The planet has never been so polluted that the whole ecosystem is collapsing. The kinds of diseases, mental illness, depression, the world has never seen. There's a need. And each and every one of us, by accessing the power, the love, and the compassion of Krishna or God from within our own hearts, can make a very, very substantial difference. So please, chant Hare Krishna. Be happy and bring about real happiness in this world. Thank you very much.